The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Morning Footy. Great to have you guys with us. We're cooking today, aren't we?
We are.
It's been a fun show. Mm-hmm. So it's going to get even better, all right? Because we're busting out the panic meters right now. So as European seasons wind down, the MLS season is kind of at the point where teams are starting to establish their identities. We thought it would be a good time to bust out the panic meters and weigh in on some of the coaches we think are feeling the heat right now.
Oh, boy.
Are we ready for this? It's going to be fun. You're kicking us off, Michael Ahoud. Yeah. Erik ten Hag, give it to us. Panic meter, where are we at?
Crank it up. It's full panic at the disco with this guy. Let's see it. Bang, right there.
Whoa.
And I wish there was a category beyond that that said turtle head time, because it's getting to that point for him. This guy is on his last leg. This guy is on his last leg.
He doesn't understand turtle head time.
Oh, man, I wish you did. I'll explain it to you off camera.
Can you not?
This guy is on his last leg. What we've seen from him, the performances against Coventry City in the FA Cup semifinal, not good enough. Up 3-0, should have lost the game had it not been for VAR. You get bailed out from penalties. But the habit that I've seen that makes me think that Jim Ratcliffe and co. are set to sack him if they lose to Arsenal badly, if they lose to Newcastle badly, and if they don't win the FA Cup, is this. They have become the team that gives up late goals for fun. This season alone, they've given up 16 goals in the last 10 minutes of matches. That is horrific. That is the opposite of what Manchester United is built off of, which is Fergie time, which is winning matches late. It's Ten Hag time, losing matches late. Not good enough.
Michael Ratcliffe, do you keep him?
If he wins the FA Cup, no. You get rid of him still.
Listen, he signed his death warrant by coming at the British press this weekend in regards to reaction to the Coventry game. I just don't understand what he doesn't understand, the magnitude of the club that he's at, and accusing the British press of being embarrassing for reaction for Manchester United in the FA Cup. So I just don't see him being
there.
He doesn't help himself. And then this is because obviously people are like, oh, you're being unfair. No, let's just look at the difference between him and Ange Postecoglou. People like Ange Postecoglou, not just because of what Tottenham are doing, but how he is to the press, how honest and open he is, and just being very genuine. You can't watch Manchester United perform poorly and come and say, oh, there's loads of positives. I'm sorry, like, what game did you see and you're the manager?
That's the problem. Nige, we saw this, though, in the Champions League, in the group stages, where they were abysmal to watch for much of that. And I had to sit in Champions Club like this half the time because I knew you were going to come for me based off of his press conferences and the performance of the team. But for him to go to the media and go, oh, yeah, I thought we played well.
He doubles
they would lose.
Down. He doubles down. And there's, I understand that as a manager, you kind of have to deflect a little bit and be like, but
there's ways.
The way he takes it just to the extreme.
There's ways to do it.
And to Nico's point, it has not helped him at all.
I mean, where have I seen this before? A bald guy just coming off with irrational and bad takes after takes after takes. Where?
Ding, 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 ding,
wow.
Ding, ding. Nico, Nico, Nico.
That's
a zinger.
Wow. I literally just got it now. Wow. And I'm trying to be nice today. Okay.
So I tell you, social is going to be.
All right, let me just stop
today, Nico. Wow.
All right, Turtleheads are this time.
Who you got? Who's cooking?
Nice. Allegri.
Mm-hmm.
I have gone. My meat is up, and I have gone full panic mode.
Full panic?
Yes. Mm. Yes, even though they're sitting third in Serie A.
Even though they're going to the Coppa Italia.
Yes,
final.
But still, we say there's certain clubs, when you manage them, it's not just about winning. There's an element of style and satisfaction. We've seen Real Madrid sack managers that have won La Liga and won Champions League. Juventus are in that same mindset as the likes of Real Madrid. For me, Juventus are embarrassing to watch. It's not great football. It's not attractive. It's still kind of in the dinosaur stages. They're not a team that you could say is exciting to watch as Inter. And when you look at Inter tactically, they're on a different level to Juventus. They stay well connected from front to back, how they play, style of play and understanding. When you look at Juventus, there's elements of individuality. Last 14 games alone, they've only won three, I believe, out of their last 14 games. Mm. This is Juventus, 2 times Champions League winner. They just scraped through to the Coppa Italia final against Lazio. And Lazio were the better side. If they were a little bit more clinical in front of goal, we'd be talking about Lazio getting through to the final. The fans aren't happy with the style of play. Yes, they're sitting third. But for a club like Juventus, they have such higher standards.
That was a good take. I take everything I said back.
No, you don't take everything I said back. I'm coming for you. Don't worry about that. It's in there. It's noted.
You don't have to do that.
This guy, you didn't even tell him what a turtle head is. You want to know? Do you know what a turtle head is now?
I kind of get it now.
Okay, now you get a turtle head.
Okay. All right.
You're up,
gonna
Nico.
Have turtle heads when I come for you. Don't worry about that.
Nico, who's on the hot seat?
We've been talking about Lucci for the last couple of weeks, and for San Jose, when I was deciding what this panic meter was, I took into account everything that's going on with the earthquakes. Right? I take into account from management all the way down. Is the team playing well? No, they're not. They've been pretty poor this season. Mm-mm. So there's one reason why I'm not going full-blown panic. Mm-hmm. I'm going to in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot to do with the ownership and their lack of spending.
Yeah.
Matias Almeida was waving the red flags. He wanted to spend more. He wanted his team to be better. And they never got better with player acquisitions and whatnot. Carlos Fierro and Lachofis Lopez aren't going to be the difference makers with Matias Almeida. So, listen, Lucci doesn't have a lot to work with. It feels like an unbalanced team, especially in up front, where Cristian Espinosa has to do all of the heavy lifting, and that's a lot of heavy lifting. Again, though, it feels like Lucci does know what he was getting into, and the team hasn't improved from last season. I mean, they were in a playoff. What are you calling those? Wild card games? I don't even know what they're called.
They're called the playoffs.
It changes the playoffs. All right, the playoff.
It is hard to keep track.
Okay, whatever. But the team hasn't gotten better.
No.
There have been reports though that there is an Argentine attacking midfielder, a 10. Hernan Lopez Munoz from Godoy Cruz, formerly of River, that is an imminent arrival per reports out of Argentina to the San Jose Earthquakes. Not the signing I was expecting. He's a 10. Mm-hmm. Remember how Lachofis was?
Yeah.
A little bit heavier set. He's center of gravity, left-footed.
Baller.
But in a league like Major League Soccer, I feel like you need to be supremely talented to be a difference maker if you're that type of profile of player, right? Mm. Look at Riquelme, just not a lot of movement, but who was so magic on the ball, had that low center of gravity, able to shape people up.
Is this an Argentinian reminisce now?
No, I'm just saying, I don't know if Hernan Lopez Munoz, he's been good, But I don't know if he's that type of difference maker for San Jose when I feel like the Cristian Espinosa is desperate for a guy that's going to put the ball in the back of the net when he whips a cross in. So we'll see how this all plays out.
Yeah. No, I think it's a really good assessment.
You think they're going to fire him? You think the ownership is going to fire Lucci?
No.
You think they're going to pay him out for the rest of his contract?
Nope.
So that's why it's not full-blown panic.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I actually agree. I'm going to stay in MLS for my coach on the hot seat, and we're going to look at Nico Estevez at FC Dallas right now. So my panic meter is hovering in trouble between like at risk and in trouble for Nico Estevez. And that's because I would have it a little further over. Closer to interest. I think graphics wise we can't do it in the middle. Anyway, you're kind of like moving in between. The needle's moving back and forth. They only have one win from 8 matches. They have 5 points total on the season. They're winless in their last 7 games. I think a lot of this is going to hinge on their next 3 matches. They've got Houston at home, Toronto away, Austin at home. So you've got 2 Texas rivals coming up. The issue that I'm having with Nico Estevez is that when you look at what he's done since taking over a couple seasons ago, they've gotten worse every season. His first season, they ended up finishing in 3rd. They went on a little bit of a playoff run. Last year, they barely made the playoffs. I don't know if you remember, but they had this string of draws at the end of the season. They had several opportunities to actually punch their ticket into the postseason, and they couldn't do it. And these were games that they were losing or drawing at home. And they just kind of, they were missing that edge. They wouldn't be able to put games away. They would get leads and then give them up. And so this year, they're off to this poor start, and it just feels like the quality has kind of gone down at every point since he's taken over.
Same question posed from an ownership perspective.
Yeah.
Do the Hunts get rid of him?
I think he's more likely. I feel like he has a shorter leash than Lucci.
With the ownership at San Jose.
With the ownership at San Jose.
And they got a good striker, supposedly, right?
And so they've got this.
Musa.
The thing is, they've dealt with injuries as well. Like Alan Velasco had the ACL injury, and that was a massive blow to them. Jesus Ferreira has been dealing with a hamstring injury this year, and so Paxton Pomykal is out for the season. So there's, you know, you could make the argument that, well, you know, they've been shorthanded, but they've also who was their DP striker? Peter Musa, yeah.
From Benfica.
He's got a couple goals. He hasn't really shown, he hasn't quite lived up to expectations yet. So I think these next 3 games are going to be
I just want to add this. So pattern that FC Dallas are going for with coaches. Lucci, connection to Greg Berhalter, former assistant. Estevez, former assistant of Berhalter. Do you go for third time's a charm in BJ Callahan? And bring him in. Seems to be the theme.
Well,
not a good week for Nico's, is it? Nico Estevez, Nico Jackson, and then it's not going to be one for Nico Cantor either. Not a good week.
I poked the bear, didn't I?
He really did. I know. He's gunning.
Anyone who's watching, if you're pregnant, don't name your kid Nico.
We have over an hour left, Nico. Hope you got some thick skin there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.